2 Chronicles chapter 8. It happened at the end of 20 years, in which Solomon had built the house of Yahweh and his own house, that the cities which Hiram had given to Solomon, Solomon built them. And Solomon went to Hamath-Zobah, prevailed against it. He built Tadmor in the wilderness, and all the storage cities in Hamath. He built Beth-horon, the upper and the lower, fortified cities with walls, gates, and bars, Baalath, and all the storage cities that Solomon had, the cities for his chariots and for his horsemen, and all that Solomon desired to build for his pleasure. Well, in Ecclesiastes, at the end of his life, Solomon has lost his faith. As it says in 1 Kings 11, he turned away when his wives, eventually, their influence was strong enough, and he turns away from Yahweh in his old age and turns to other gods, and he looks back as a someone who's effectively an atheist, someone who's given up his real faith in Yahweh. And he looks back on his life and he said, I did whatever I wanted. I had a thing about architecture and building, and so I built whatever I wanted. But then after I'd done that for a bit, I didn't get any pleasure out of that. And he talks about all the different things he'd done. And I think this mad building of everything and building all these cities, etc., this was all because it was what he wanted to do. And yet, he says in Ecclesiastes that he didn't find any real fulfillment in it. Now, most people don't have the money or the opportunity or the time to do all that sort of building. They might work their whole life to pay off a mortgage on a house or to save their money to build an extension, make their house a bit bigger, a bit nicer, etc., and possibly to buy a second property, etc. But Solomon just did whatever he wanted when it came to building, and yet that did not fulfill him. And that is the challenge of Solomon, that we should be challenged, that here's a man who did try all these things, but it came to nothing. Now, also it says that he built storage cities for his chariots and his horsemen. Well, Deuteronomy says the king of Israel was not to multiply chariots and horsemen. So he knew that. The king of Israel was supposed to make a copy of that law, and presumably Solomon did that. But then he goes and does the very opposite. He just does what he's not supposed to do. And this is the trouble, that you can know God's law and what God wants of you, but do the very opposite. And that's what Solomon did. He didn't apply it to himself. And all this work, this building work, required a huge number of people. And yet, when he died, the people of Israel came to his son Rehoboam and said, your father abused us. Your father made us work. He whipped us. Please lighten up a bit. So he actually did all this by abusing people. Elsewhere we read of all the thousands of servants he had shifting all this stone around, cutting it out and shifting it. And we read of how there were so many thousand taskmasters over them. He built storage cities. This is exactly what the Pharaoh did at the time of Moses, that he also put taskmasters over Israel. He whipped them and he got them to build cities for him. Solomon is behaving just like the king of Egypt did. And of course, he was married to the daughter of a king of Egypt. So you can see how, although it all seems so grand, what he was doing, he didn't really have any care for people. Well, he establishes this system, and it says, verse 12, he offered burnt offerings to Yahweh on the altar of Yahweh. So he acts as a priest. Well, whether he was really supposed to do that, I guess he wasn't, but he assumed that he could do this. And we're told that he did so, as commanded in the law of Moses, on the new moons, three times in the year, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, Feast of Weeks, and the Feast of Tents. So he apparently does what God requires. But it was all external obedience, because he picked and chose what he wanted to do. And unfortunately, that is not the way to go, because in the end, you'll go the way of Solomon. You will turn away from God. We've got to love God with our whole heart And we've got to be willing to accept all his commandments and principles, not just those bits and pieces that are convenient to us, that are attractive to us. For example, he really liked building. And so I think that his building of the temple was, well, yeah, sure, something he wanted to do anyway. When it came to personal obedience, he just didn't have any clue about that at all.